Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the land of Tel Aviv and calling New York City home these days, that was bassist Noam Weisenberg with the tune The Tourist off his latest 2018 CD, Roads Diverge, and all of that is very accurate about him. So he was born into a musical family and exposed to many different genres at a very early age. After 12 years of playing the cello, Noam switched his focus to the double bass at the age of 20. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about that love of jazz. Have a listen.
The spirit, first and foremost, just the level of musicianship that you can hear, you know, is as high as any classical musician that I admired growing up, you know. And I was amazed by the fact that most of what I was hearing, the level of music was so high and improvised, was something that I was blown away and wanted to know how to do it.
From those younger years, he would grow into becoming an integral part of the Israeli jazz scene. His classical background is both his composition and arranging and his prowess at it. And it's led to collaborations with some of the top symphony orchestras in Israel, including the Jerusalem Symphony Orchestra and the Israel Defense Force Education Unit Orchestra. He went on to study composition and arranging at the Jerusalem Academy of Music and Dance and jazz performance at the Ramon School of Jazz and Contemporary Music. He's very well educated. He moved to the United States in 2008 to further his formal studies, and in 2010 he graduated magna cum laude in jazz performance from the Berklee College of Music in Boston. He then moved on to the Mecca of Jazz in New York City, realizing a years-long dream to join many of his friends, collaborators, and mentors. Noam has since worked with many of the greats in jazz in New York, like the likes of Antonio Sanchez, Ari Honig, Billy Hart, Jeff Tane Watts, Will Vinson, Dave Liebman, and so many more, and there is much more to come. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has a sister city in Poland and loves that international flavor of jazz going down all the time. Right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to spin America's finest invention for an hour or so. So one of the major influences on Noam's life and his father's was jazz legend Bill Evans at the keys. So as we go into the tune, I Love You, have a listen to Noam explain.
My father is the biggest Bill Evans fan. He actually did his PhD on Bill Evans music. He's so in love with his stuff I listened to Live at the Vanguard, Bill Evans record, the famous one, a bunch of Bill Evans stuff.
Thank you.
everyone. This is Noam Weisenberg, bassist from New York City, about to release my debut album, Roads Diverge. Please check it out on Jazz Neon with Joe Dimino.
He meant the world to me. His spirit set me free. And I'll be walking round and suddenly I really start to miss R&B. I miss that big fat smile. Ain't seen it for a while. But in my mind it seems to stay, and I hope it will never fade away. Do do dee dee.
That was the jazz bass cat Jay Leonhardt with the 2017 tune Missin' R&B Blues off the CD Don't You Wish. So Jay has been named the outstanding bassist in the recording industry three times and is already mentioned when discussions come up as an outstanding performer. At the age of 13, while playing banjo with his brother in a Dixieland band in Baltimore, he watched and listened to the bass player and knew that the bass was the instrument that he would play forever. Since that time, Jay has been privileged to play with the likes of Judy Garland, Duke Ellington, Thad Jones, Buddy Rich, Roy Eldridge, Louis Belson, Dick Hyman, and so many others. Very accomplished cat. From one avant cat on the bass, this is Todd Marcus with the 2018 tune, An Intersection of Change. That's the way it works, man. Off the CD On These Streets as we keep on wandering down this jazz-rich avenue here on Neon Jazz.
Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. I lead the NEA Quintet, jazz quintet based out of Chicago, Illinois. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
That was jazz trumpet cat Scott Anderson with his NEA Quintet with the 2018 tune, Places. So he was born in Kansas City and raised in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He would finally find his settling roots in Chicago and has been a resident there for the last 7-plus years. From his base in Chicago, he has been working professionally in a thriving music scene. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about how he really got into music.
The band kind of, I guess, started out of a need to express myself because I had gone through some pretty hard times. Like, my entire family died by the time I was 24, 25 or something like that. So, yeah, my parents, my brother, everybody just gets, it just, everybody got sick. So I was in a pretty bad space. And so writing music, I would write a song every day, you know, and it was kind of therapeutic. And eventually I had written so many tunes that I needed somebody to play them because I could only hear them in my head and they were on paper. And so we kind of just threw together this band.
So his teachings come from early high school years and from musicians like Freddie Redd, Charles Mingus's pianist and Blue Note recording artist in the 60s, and many others. A lot of people have influenced him. So Scott was influenced also by the great legend Oscar Peterson. And as we go into this cut from his trio, this is the tune 52nd Street Theme off a live 1953-56 album. And as we do, listen to Scott talk about it.
Oscar Peterson trio, I saw him at the Blue Note, actually just after he had had a stroke. I found out later from Jeff Hamilton, I ended up doing a thing with Jeff Hamilton at IU, and he told me that Oscar had had a stroke, and he played that whole performance of the Blue Note with just one hand. So
wow.
I was really amazed because it didn't sound like he was only playing with one hand. That was a pretty influential concert.
Thank you.
Hello to all my friends in Kansas City. This is Barbara Rosine from New York City. I just want to give a shout out to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
That was the very gifted tenor saxophonist and composer out of Moscow, Ivan Baryshnikov, with the 2018 tune Song for Lev off his latest offering, simply called Journey. After years of immersion in music as well as dance, he chose to focus on the saxophone at the age of 14. Later, to becoming a professional musician, he took a bold course independent of family traditions. He comes from a long line of engineers and had intended to be an engineer himself, but his father also played music. He even made his own electric guitar from scratch. So he left Moscow to pursue his master's at Prince Claus Conservatory in the Netherlands. And during an exchange semester, he came to New York City. He recorded his debut album, Journey, a vivid musical account of his life experience as a transplant in two countries and a new father and being an evolving artist. And this is the result, and it's a great album. From the master German-American pianist, conductor, and composer André Previn, this is the 1958 tune, Oh You Sweet Thing, off the LP, The World's Greatest Pianist, as we keep giving you the best around here on Neon Jazz.
Hello, this is Eddie Henderson. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the Venezuelan-born multi-percussionist Fran Villalma with the 2018 tune Monk in Aragua off his CD Tendencias. So he has an extensive knowledge of the Caribbean, and these days, along with being an in-demand performer, he is a composer, arranger, and educator. In his composition, he fuses jazz elements and concert music with the rhythms of his homeland, and it's tasty stuff. And getting back to the KC flavor for a minute around here on the show, this is piano legend and bandleader Count Basie with his orchestra following his lead back in 1982. This is the tune Taps Miller off the LP Classic Count as we get closer to the curtain call on this hour of music together. Thank you. And the final leap into the jazz around here is from the vibes master, Lionel Leo Hampton, with his orchestra in tow. This is the 1940 tune, Jack the Bellboy. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the real elevator operator around here on this jazz journey, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
So reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We are always here for you at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.